Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning. What a weekend we had. Good, bad, and a little bit surprising all going on over the last few days in the world of sports. Let's get right to it. Kansas fans will rip it off like a Band-Aid, but we do need to discuss what happened on Saturday in Kansas City for this Kansas Jayhawk team. Man, I said on Friday, and I've said for quite a while, I've said since the tournament started, and sometimes you have to own up. Sometimes you have to own up to dumb things you say. I said before the tournament started that I thought the only team that could beat Kansas in this tournament was Kansas. And to a degree, that statement was correct on Saturday, but you have to give props to the University of Oregon. They played their asses off in this game. They absolutely went crazy. And names that you thought you were going to happen did, but also names that maybe you didn't really think of. Jordan Bell. Jordan Bell, the junior forward for the Ducks, huge game. Now, the points weren't necessarily the greatest. 11 points, not a bad effort. 13 rebounds, 8 blocks. The dude was a defensive machine and shut this Jayhawk team down. Kansas falls 74-60. They just can't get it done shooting like that, man. Devontae Graham did not have a bucket. Had 3 points, all of those from the charity stripe. Did not have a bucket in this game. 21 of 60 from the field. 5 of 25 from three-point range, including that 0 of 6 from Devontae. 0 of 2 from Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson was just non-existent in this game. So as much as Kansas beat themselves in this game, you have to put your hats off to Oregon. They played their tails off and get this victory. They move on to the Final Four. Kansas heads home again. Bill Self, man, in the Elite Eight is just rough. 2-7, I believe, in the Elite Eight for one Bill Self as a head coach, not just at Kansas, but overall, he is 2-7 in the Elite Eight. Both of those wins, however, he did make the championship game after getting through the Elite Eight. He would go on to get into the championship game, one of those, obviously, was the Kansas victory, Kansas National Championship victory back against Memphis. I believe that was, 2008, the Jayhawks get the national championship. But as for this year, they go home without one, go home probably a little bit earlier than a lot of people are expecting. And Oregon came out, and you just watched watched the transformation of Oregon during this game. Going into it, I think a lot of people thought Kansas was playing at home. Let's be honest, Kansas was playing at home during this game. The stadium was blue. That's all there is to it. The crowd was blue, and you can't call it a choke job. And I refuse to call this a choke job. That has been thrown out there. I refuse to call this a choke job because Oregon was really good in this game. they were really, really good. And they once again get to the Final Four. Congratulations to them. Just a big, big time thing for the University of Oregon. We'll talk a little bit more about the significance of the Final Four teams. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a little bit, but do want to move on to the other games in the Final Four. And as much as you want to take your hat off to Oregon, how about taking your hat off to Frank Martin? Frank Martin had a hell of a week. Frank Martin had a very, very good week. His Gamecocks get the victory and move on to the Final Four. They get a big-time win. This Final Four is going to be legit, you guys. And I know it looks on paper like, oh, no, this is a one-team. We got to stop discrediting Gonzaga, though. Please stop discrediting Gonzaga. There's a reason they were a number one seed. But I think a lot of people are saying, oh, no, this is North Carolina's to win. And I would agree. That seems like the obvious thing to say. That seems like the low-hanging fruit. North Carolina is a blue-blood program. North Carolina is the big-time program. But don't discount these lower teams. Don't discount South Carolina. Don't discount Oregon. Oregon gave Kansas the best game of their season. Can they improve on that against North Carolina? I think they can. Whether that's enough to beat North Carolina, I don't know. If you watched that game yesterday, that North Carolina-Kentucky game, man, that was basketball at its best. And, you know, pardon the term, and I used this yesterday, this was basketball porn. That's strictly what it was. It was basketball at its absolute best. Back and forth the entire time. And this Final Four, you know, as much as it sucks, as much as it, you know, hurts to see any Kansas teams in it, this Final Four is going to be really, really good. That Gonzaga-South Carolina game is not going to be a blowout. Look at it on paper. You say, oh, the one seed versus the seven seed. It isn't going to be a blowout. No way. I like Gonzaga, but Frank Martin has that club ready to go. A couple of teams now, and this Final Four, and we need to talk about it. I know we need to talk about it, though. This Final Four has a lot of Kansas flavor. A lot of Kansas flavor. Two former Kansas State coaches in the Final Four, Frank Martin and the Oregon head coach, Dana Altman. He also was a former Kansas State coach. But Jayhawks, don't think you're left out. Former Kansas coach, now North Carolina coach, Roy Williams, in the Final Four as well. So the Final Four having a very Kansas tie, yet maybe not in the right way. Maybe not in the way that Jayhawk and Wildcat fans were hoping. We'll talk a lot more about the Final Four in the next couple of days. Quick look at the schedule. They did set that up last night after the ball games. The South Carolina-Gonzaga game will kick it off at a 5 o'clock start on Saturday. That will be followed, of course, by the Oregon-North Carolina game. That at 7:49 approximate tip for Oregon and North Carolina. Of course, both of those games on CBS from the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. So, again, your Saturday schedule, South Carolina taking on Gonzaga and the Oregon Ducks taking on North Carolina. I would have loved to see this Kansas-North Carolina matchup. I think it would have been great. I really do. I like that matchup a lot. But don't discount Oregon's club. I mean, they proved throughout this whole tournament that they can step up and make a nice run at this thing. They have proved over the last 3 weeks that they are a legit ball club. All right, quick look at a couple of the things. And this one blows my mind a little bit. And I just a quick stat on a couple of the things in the Final Four. These guys, three of the four, are pretty new to this whole thing. In fact, two of them are extremely new. South Carolina and Gonzaga, their first appearance in the Final Four. And Oregon, their first since the first. Oregon has not made, this is their second time in the Final Four. They haven't made it since the first time. Now, that doesn't make sense. Well, of course, Jeff, they haven't made it since the first time. No, they haven't made it since the first Final Four. That's pretty crazy. And then North Carolina, of course, setting the tone. They have 20. They have now the NCAA record for that. But again, first time for South Carolina and Gonzaga, and the second for Oregon, first time since the very first one, first time in, 70 years that the Oregon Ducks have made the Final Four. So kudos to all of those teams. This Final Four is going to be legit. Now for these local teams, a lot to really think about in the next few months. They'll have time to decompress. They'll have time to get away from basketball a little bit. But, man, a great group of seniors for that Kansas State team. The Kansas team. A great group of seniors that are headed home a lot earlier, I think, than they were hoping for. But just a hell of an effort overall. Going into this thing, I thought they were the top guys. And couldn't quite live up to it, but they put forth one hell of an effort. All right, let's quickly talk about some things coming up. We need to switch over to some Major League Baseball now that the basketball portion, at least of the local sports, are done. We need to move on to baseball. And Kansas City getting ready. We are just, a week away now from the start of baseball. We are just outside of the opening day for the Royals. Of course, they go to Minnesota April 3rd for their first game, and they announced yesterday, and really no surprise, no shock value with this. They did announce yesterday that their opening day starter would be
Duffman,
Danny Duffy, the opening day starter. I think this one was pretty cut and dry. Ned Yost did have a little fun with him, said that he would be the starter, the fourth starter. He would have the role of the opening day at the K. Danny Duffy was totally okay with it, and perfect guy to do that too. Perfect guy that would just kind of go with it. Well, sure, no problem. I'll take whatever I can get. But Danny Duffy, now the opening day starter for the Royals. And again, April 3rd, which is 1 week from today, the opening day against the Twins, they're at Target Field, and then they come back in just a couple of days later. Actually, a week later, they come back and have the opening game from the K. That on April 10th, they take on the Oakland Athletics. That one already has Ian Kennedy, according to the Royals website, already has Ian Kennedy penciled in for that first game. So we'll find out again, April 3rd, Danny Duffy on the mound for the Royals to start the season. All right, quick news before we sign off. NFL news. The Raiders, of course, they have been rumored to be moving to Vegas. That looks like it will come down today. The vote is expected to happen today, including the NFL owners. They need a 3/4 majority, and according to pretty much everybody, that is going to happen. The Raiders will be headed to Vegas. A vote will happen today at 1 o'clock for the move to Las Vegas for the Raiders. Again, that looks pretty cut and dry, but the Raiders are headed to Sin City. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll start taking a look at the Final Four and getting ready for Royals opening day coming up in just 1 week now. Very excited for Royals opening day. We'll talk a lot more Royals in the coming days. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.